Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your weekend. Cameras installed to help emergency personnel spot pedestrians. Greater Sudbury firefighters and paramedics haven't hit anyone with their vehicles while exiting the city's downtown emergency services station, and they want to keep it that way. In recent weeks, the city has installed surveillance cameras pointed at the building's front and rear bay doors and added LED lighting to the building's exterior to better illuminate the area. They've also fenced off a small alcove next to one of the bay doors opening onto Shaughnessy Street and added, "No loitering," signs for good measure. Despite there being no incidents of note to date, Greater Sudbury Fire Services Deputy Chief Craig Lawrence said the opportunity for delayed response to emergent situations due to people or vehicles being in the way has existed for some time. That, and the potential for vehicles to strike pedestrians. It's been very busy in terms of pedestrian traffic around the station, and we have had loitering issues in the past, he said. There are blind spots there, so if you're pulling out, there could be someone right to your left and you won't know until you pull out. The camera's footage is fed into the building for emergency personnel to review in two locations, with a third monitoring station slated to be installed in the platoon chief's office. They will be monitored on a casual basis and reviewed again when emergency responders are called out. Read the full story. Rising Sudbury reports of respiratory, enteric illness, PHSD. Sudbury's health unit is reporting high case activity along with very high local hospital activity for seasonal flu and COVID-19. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is advising area residents to take precautions to protect themselves from respiratory disease and other enteric illnesses, said a news release. Recent increases in respiratory and enteric illnesses have led to several outbreaks being declared in hospital and long-term care and retirement homes that put patients at increased risk of illness, said the release. PHSD is also reporting high case activity and very high local hospital activity for respiratory illness, and enteric illnesses have been increasing over the winter months, said the release. The most recent information from Health Sciences North showed there were 34 confirmed cases of COVID at the hospital. Read the full story. OPP looking for pickup that failed to remain at collision scene. Police are seeking the public's help in a collision, where one vehicle failed to remain at the scene. On December 23, shortly before 1 p.m., Nipissing West OPP responded to a two-vehicle collision on Highway 17, near Stewart Road, West Nipissing. No one was injured, however, the pickup truck failed to remain at the scene of the collision. The vehicle was described as a 2005-2009 white Dodge Ram, with a black front bumper and grille. A front light bar had the wire harness exposed, with damage to the front passenger headlights. Officers are seeking the public's assistance in identifying the driver and truck. If anyone has any information regarding this investigation, please contact the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. Bold. Off-grid living not the simple life, but still worth it. Living off-grid on 40 acres of land near Espanola is a dream come true for Keelan Maroney and her husband, Dave, but it doesn't mean it has been without its challenges. Their land is isolated from civilization by approximately 10 kilometers without a road, meaning getting tradespeople to come is cost prohibitive, leading the pair to become jacks of all trades. Dave and I have both become more skilled in a lot of the trades just because of necessity, Maroney told Sudbury.com, noting that between the two of them, they've had to learn about electrical wiring, plumbing, mechanics and various other skilled trades. We've had to become much more self-sufficient. Read the full story. Surgeries for aggressive cancers often not being done on time. Report. In the first 3 months of 2023, just 55% of some of the most aggressive cancers were treated through surgery within the recommended time frame in Ontario, a new provincial agency report shows. Overall, 74% of cancer surgeries met the wait time targets from January to March. And while this marked a gradual increase since April 2022, it was still low, according to Ontario Health's 2022-23 annual report, which was tabled in the legislature in December. The super agency's report breaks down cancer surgery wait times for different priority levels. These include P2, where the aim is to operate within 14 days, P3, where the goal is 28 days, and P4, where the target is within 84 days. Though the annual report didn't include statistics on priority level 1, this category includes surgeries that are recommended to take place within 24 hours. During the first quarter of last year, the percentage of surgeries that took place within the target wait times increased as the urgency decreased. For priority level 2, which would include very aggressive cancers, just 55% of surgeries occurred in the target period. For priority level 3, it was 66%, and priority level 4, 91%. Cancer Care Ontario, which was folded into Ontario Health, has described the wait time target as the time between when a decision is made to treat a cancer with surgery and when the surgery actually occurs. Read the full story. Wolves celebrate Indigenous Night with specially designed jerseys. The hometown Sudbury Wolves Hockey Club will be showing support for the Indigenous community this weekend when players take to the ice wearing specially designed team sweaters on home ice Saturday night. This is the second year in a row that the Wolves will be wearing their sweaters with a unique Indigenous team logo. The new 2024 logo was created by local Indigenous artist Raven DeBasage and Skagamik Kwe Health Center, SKHC, creative director, Melanie LaCare, said a news release. Once the game is over, the sweaters will be donated for an auction to raise funds for SKHC, who in turn will act as custodian for the funds for the Urban Indigenous Sacred Circle for Indigenous Youth in Sports and Mental Wellness, said the release. Read the full story. Debaters fan fav Derek Seguin performing in Sudbury. Comedy superstar Derek Seguin is touring Canada with his hysterical new show to celebrate his 20th year as a professional joke teller, with a stop in Sudbury February 9 at the New Knox Hall, 73 Larch Street in downtown Sudbury. Seguin's Juno-nominated stand-up is always a pure reflection of his dysfunctional life, but naturally seen through his slightly twisted-looking glass. This show will feature more of his hilarious stories on the challenges of relationships with his girlfriend, his three nearly grown children and everyday life in a mixed-up world that he finds peculiar at best. With barely a moment to catch your breath between laughs, there is never a dull moment in Seguin's shows, and for 20 years audiences have loved him for it, but he loves you more. One of CBC's The Debaters fan favorites, people are often surprised at the raw nature of Seguin's stand-up, and how short he is. If you haven't seen him live before, come out and discover the many hilarious surprises that his in-person shows are renowned for. No subject is off-limits and no rabbit hole too deep. Derek Seguin has been featured at the LOL Sudbury Comedy Festival and in numerous clubs and venues across Greater Sudbury, said Derek Young, the show's promoter. I am excited to be celebrating this milestone in Sudbury with Seguin inside the new Knox Hall. Tickets are $45.50 for premium seating and $35.50 for general admission. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at derekyoungmarketing.com or by phone at 705-918-2601.